Mentioned earlier in the program, there was a surprising political announcement in Arkansas yesterday. Tim Griffin, the Republican congressman from the state's 2nd District, says he will not seek a third term. Michael Hiblin from our content partner KUAR in Little Rock spoke to the congressman, and he has this report.
Congressman Griffin says he decided not to seek a third term so that he can spend more time with his wife and 2 kids.
A lot of stuff they do that I miss. I try to minimize that as much as possible, and you can't always avoid that. But, there's not a lot of flexibility in a congressional schedule because we meet when we meet. And so this is the best thing for my family.
The Republican from Arkansas' 2nd District says he doesn't know yet what he'll do after leaving Congress, but will return to Little Rock and expects to work in some form of public service. Griffin says the recent congressional fight over the government shutdown was not a factor in his decision. He made the decision now, he says, to give other Republicans time to consider running for his seat.
People talk about how they don't want lifetime politicians, and, you know, so I think for those folks, this is good. I mean, this is 4 years and working hard and giving somebody else an opportunity.
Griffin's decision caught even seasoned political observers off guard. Hal Bass is a political scientist at Ouachita Baptist University.
Well, it's surprising, but I do think that political life does make great demands on an individual, you know, who accepts the call to public service. And I think there are a lot of sacrifices that one has to make if one's going to go all in.
Governor Mike Beebe.
I was surprised. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't know if anybody else knew it, but if they did, my sources didn't tell me that. So it was a well-kept secret.
Beebe says this gives Democrats a reasonably good chance at winning back the seat. Former North Little Rock Mayor Pat Hayes is expected to announce his candidacy. Also, a former campaign spokesman for former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter put out a statement saying Halter would be the strongest Democratic candidate for the district. Former State Representative Linda Tyler and Conway Mayor Tab Townsell have also been mentioned as possible candidates. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.